We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft brought to you by the good folks at Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And today, not only is it our very first weekend edition of the Daily Draft, it's a family affair as we break down Rutgers cornerback Max Melton. Max was one of the stars of the Combine in Indianapolis, and when we put out a poll about this expansion and asking folks, you know, who are some other guys that you'd like to see, Max was our number one guy with a bullet. Absolutely. And I would guess that, you know, some of that has to do with his relationship to Bo Melton, one of the, you know, kind of late rising stars of the Packers season last year. It's a fun story. People want to learn about Max. Totally get it. But there's some serious fit stuff here. There's some serious football stuff here. And I think there's a reason to be excited about Max Melton, far beyond the fact that he is related to a current Green Bay Packer. I think it's more than a cute story. I think it's something that makes a lot of sense. On the pro side, very fluid athlete. His starts and stops are seamless. You'll hear me kind of talk about a potential move inside for Max, and I think it's something that's definitely on the table, even for a guy that, I mean, really did basically exclusively play outside cornerback. I mean, that was what he did. They did not really use him. And he has some nickel experience, but really, really, really primarily an outside corner. Like last year, 487 snaps at corner, 60 in the slot. So more even than 5-1. I mean, they used him outside. I would guess, honestly, that some of those slot snaps were potentially just following the other team's best player. Excellent. Excellent in off coverage. Good eyes, good anticipation, good click to close. And look, I know we've talked a ton about you know, Halfley and Pressman this, and, you know, his guy at BC, Elijah Jones, and how he loves to press. But there's a lot of single high stuff that is just cover three that is not press. And it's important when we talk about vision-based defense, which is something that Jeff Halfley talked about. That's not press. And you know, it's okay. Maybe, you know, if they double the amount of press that they played last year, it'll still be, you know, just about league average, I would guess. I'm not staring at those numbers, but they could play a lot more press and still be in off coverage quite a bit. You just don't have to play off coverage the way that Joe Barry played off coverage. And Max Melton has been very, very good. Good instincts, like I said, good anticipation, good eyes, good click to close. He's a twitchy athlete, and that's something that I notice for sure. High level ball skills, okay? 15 PBUs and 8 picks over the last 3 seasons. He gets his hands on the ball. That is something that Green Bay just has not had, but we're even just discussing Max Melton as a prospect. for all 32 teams, ball skills are good. Speed is not an issue on tape, and he backed that up at the combine. We don't need to talk about that. Allowed just a 65.7 passer rating against in 2023 in a college football and, frankly, an NFL football that is just becoming easier and easier for the offense. Max Melton allowed a much lower than average passer rating into his coverage in 2023. He ran very, very well in Indy, and he has adequate length. He's 5'11 flat, and that's fine for a corner. It really is. It's kind of on the lower end for the Packers, but it hits what they want. And that is something that we will talk about. What do they want at corner and how does Max fit? But he is an average sized corner who runs super well and does not have super short arms. He's fine. There's nothing, not a gosh darn thing wrong with Max Melton from a size perspective, except maybe one extremely tiny thing that we'll talk about in a second. He has tons of wide corner experience, but the type of player that potentially projects inside, sort of a let him fail outside before we kick him inside type of guy, maybe in Max Melton. Bulldog mentality, high level competitor, the kind of player that you want in the slot. Really good in run defense up until this last year. We'll talk about that in just a second. Again, just making you think about that transition, that potential transition inside to the nickel spot, just watching especially his last couple seasons at Rutgers up until, you know, and even then, I mean, he was kind of doing what he was supposed to do. Just sort of got the tackling yips just a little bit in his senior year. You talk about just like a run defense grade type thing at Pro Football Focus, where they're just talking about, are you getting off blocks? Are you fitting where you're supposed to fit? He was doing what he was supposed to do. And it wasn't all run defense, missed tackles. He got a little bit of the tackling yips and was not the same tackler that he was in his other years at Rutgers. Not chiefly concerning, but something where you certainly would rather that not happen than it happen, right? It would be better if he didn't have those issues than if he did. Okay. Tons of experience, by the way, for a 21-year-old prospect, and he is 21. And that's super impressive. He has more than 2,000 college snaps to his name. And for a guy, like I said, that's 21, it means that his team being Rutgers, and look, I get it. I know, you know, where I think the fan perception of Rutgers is, and frankly, just the win-loss perception of Rutgers as a Big Ten team, although it seems like Shiano, at least has things trending back in the right direction. I get that, you know, you're not going to have a super high opinion of somebody that competed at Rutgers, but they figured out that they needed him right away. And I mean, he played at least 350 snaps all 4 years and eventually just didn't come off the field, being, you know, a almost 600 snap guy in both of his last two seasons. Cons: his tackling fell off a cliff in 2023. Wasn't a problem before. Don't really understand what happened. And just to give you kind of a overview of that, this is a guy that played, like I said, three seasons at Rutgers. In the first three seasons, Max had 11 missed tackles. As a senior, he had 12. Not catastrophic. Just looking at, this will really make people happy. This is what people want to talk about for sure. But you look at the Packers last year, you talk about putting Max's, and I get that a college season is certainly shorter than a pro season, but you talk about those, what was I just saying? 12 or 13? 12. I wanted to get the number right. 12. So you look at those 12 missed tackles. And Keyshawn Nixon missed more tackles than that. Darnell Savage missed more tackles than that. Unfortunately, Devontae Wyatt missed more tackles than that. Not a good situation at all. But you know, you're talking about a number of missed tackles that you do see. It wasn't some absolute abject catastrophe, but it wasn't good. And as I mentioned, not really a problem before that. The most missed tackles he had ever had in a season prior to last year was 5. And so you just hope that something like that gets kind of fixed, or, you know, like I said, maybe it was just the yips. Some guys get in their head, don't break down. I don't know. Go for the kill shot. I don't know what happened in 2023.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Smaller, he's sub 190. Green Bay really likes 190-pound corners. I can't remember, Jake Morley or Jake Stack did say who the one sub 190 corner that they drafted was. I think it was somebody that maybe didn't work out, because he said it in sort of a negative way. But Green Bay really does like their corners to be at least 190 pounds. That is important to them, or it has been. Now it's like, okay, do you, and it's Shamar John Charles that was sub 190. He was the one, and it didn't work out. It did not work out. So, but they also, that's one thing to note is I don't remember them even trying Shamar John Charles outside. I think they viewed him as a nickel, and that gives you hope, where maybe if they view Max Melton as a nickel, and honestly too, like, and a lot of these guys just, by the way, are not like at 190. Right. Carrington Valentine, 193. Eric Stokes, 194. Kadar Holman, 196. Jair, 196, even though he was kind of short. Josh Jackson, 196. Kevin King, 200. Demarius Randle, 196. Like, they kind of like guys to be like 193 plus, as opposed to 190. So instead of saying like it's at 190 and he's just 3 pounds away, he might kind of be 6 pounds away from what they like. But if they view him as an inside guy, if they're willing to make concessions for him as a nickel, Maybe things are a little bit different. It's not a huge deal. He's not always a technician. Okay. Gets a little sloppy in his back pedal. I don't like all the time the way he uses his hands in press. That could end up being important. And just in general, I think he needs probably a good secondary coach and maybe even a year to get ready. And that's good and bad, right? Because if he's going to compete outside, and I don't know if that would be their plan for him or not, you know, he's going to be in a competition with Stokes and Valentine, because he's not going to overtake Jerry Alexander. The other side of that is, well, if you just take Max Melton and start him at nickel, you know, you take him in the third round and say, hey, you're our nickel. Like I said, there's going to be some work to do. There's going to be some work to do, because he is not a, you know, a perfect technician. Gets away with it a ton, though, because he's still a really good player. And he definitely got away with, you know, not being the most technically sound corner in the world. Not always great at tracking the ball. If he can track it, though, he makes a play. I mean, I just mentioned 15 pass breaks up and 8 picks. Like, he will go get the ball. It's just sometimes he does lose it. Sometimes, you know, you're watching tape and you're screaming, get your head around that. And that happens at corner. Look, corner is a tough position. I get that. But there, like I said, there are times when you're watching Max Melton and you're just screaming, like, get your head around, play the ball. And again, we're not trashing Max. This is just the cons part of the scouting report here. He will gamble, and look, it pays off, right? There are not that many prospects in this class. I'd have to go look at it. It's like, I didn't make a spreadsheet of this stuff. I just noted it as a positive, but there are not a ton of prospects in this class in the defensive backfield with 15 pass breakups and 8 picks. I would guess that there just aren't that many guys that have 8 picks in the last 3 years at corner or safety. But there's sometimes when he gives something up because he's going for that. And that's another reason where, like, okay, play him at nickel, right? And I'm good with a nickel gambling a little bit more. You can change the game. just saw that. That's a huge reason why Green Bay beat the world champs is Keyshawn Nixon, the nickel, making a play on a ball from Pat Mahomes. I'm not saying he necessarily gambled. He did guess. He admitted to guessing. So that's and in general, especially in a cover three system, that like if Halfley wants to play three or one, your outside corner cannot get beat gambling. Okay, because there's no in both cover three and often in cover one, there's no help. You get beat gambling, you're done. You get beat gambling as a nickel, it's a first down, but the free safety makes a play, or the strong safety makes a play, or you know, the corner to that side makes a play. Like it, you can get away with kind of trying to be a playmaker a little bit more at the nickel position, which again is why we keep talking about a potential move inside for Max. Packers fit, he's Bo's brother. I don't know what else you want me to say about that. He's Bo's brother. Everybody knows it. It's fine. Inside outside versatility could be super important, right? We don't know what Green Bay will or won't do in the cornerback market. I think they're going to be more active in the safety market than the cornerback market. But you know, if they take a guy, for example, my free agent fit for them would be Kendall Fuller. Been talking a ton about Kendall Fuller, and he can play slot and outside and do both effectively. And there are lots of guys that are very good players, but that can only do one or the other. And if we think Max Melton has a little bit of versatility, well, maybe you were able to get an outside corner that you really like, you know, in round one, whether that's Kool-Aid, whether that's you want to try Cooper DeJean out there, whether that's Nate Wiggins, whomever, right? Well, if you're able to do that, then you would just move Max inside. Well, maybe the corner you were able to get early was Cooper and you want to play him at nickel, or it was Rakestra, or it was Terry and Arnold and you want to play him inside. Well, then you can just give Max Melton an opportunity to compete with Valentine and Stokes. I think that versatility really makes him an ideal fit for Green Bay, because if he can play all three corner spots, he can kind of back up all three corner spots, learn all three corner spots, and they can figure out which one he does best. Again, he's 3 pounds lighter than they like. You talk about their requirements, kind of what they do at the cornerback position. They'd like you to be 5'11 or more. I know Jair didn't hit that, but they'd like you to be 5'11 or more. They'd like it. Honestly, it looks like they'd like you to be 193 or more, but you got to be plus one. Not got to be. I shouldn't say that. They prefer you to be plus 190. That's been borne out by all those names I just read you. They want you to run the 40 and faster than 4.6. That's absolutely no problem for Max. I think he was a 4.49 guy. And then they want you to be at that sub 7.3 cone. And I've droned on and on about how the combine has screwed up, you know, the guys actually agreeing to test for agility in Indianapolis. They just don't do it anymore. They stuck it at the end of the day. You've already done your 40s. You've already done your jumps. You've already done your on-field workouts. You're smoked. And then they expect you to, you know, get your top times on the agilities. Screw that. We'll schedule the agilities first at pro day and we'll get good numbers. And that's what most of these guys are doing. So we don't have a three cone for Max. In fact, really the only guy that I'm seeing on this list that even did both was Sainer still, who killed him. And I just shout out to Mikey always, but like Lassiter had an awesome three cone drill, but didn't run the 40. So, you know, he wasn't gassed from full blast running 240s. I think he's exactly the kind of player, like I said earlier in the show, he is a guy that's going to need some good coaching. It is hard to find a more respected defensive backs coach than new Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Halfley. Max Melton is exactly the type of player that I would feed to an awesome defensive backs coach like Jeff Halfley, because to me, he has every opportunity to be a high level guy and really somebody that I would call a little bit raw at this point, but toolsy, traitsy, however you want to say it. And somebody that I would definitely, you know, give Coach Halfley the chance and say, hey, here's a kind of a ball of clay for you to mold into a really good NFL football player. Let's party. All right. As far as my overall for Max Melton right now, he is the 82nd player on my board. Okay, I gave him a really solid round three grade, and that's where I see him is right there. He is my 12th ranked cornerback. Now that includes all the nickels, right? So it's outside guys and inside guys. I didn't separate them because we don't separate them. But top 12 corner for me in this class could rise a little bit if we see some really elite. Not a ton, right? I think the corner that I have immediately in front of him is Sainer still. I don't see him probably jumping Mikey. But, you know, if he has a crazy, crazy agility and ends up, you know, with an even higher athletic profile than he currently has, which, again, we're talking about, if I just go look up the whole profile here, this is great, great radio. But, you know, everything was good. Everything was good. 96th percentile athlete, elite vertical, elite broad, really, really good 40 time. He just wasn't that big. My God. I mean, he nailed the jumps. Super explosive athlete. Plenty fast at 4.39. Plenty, plenty fast. If he has like a 6.8 three cone and a good short shuttle, he's just going to end up as like space alien level, which for me would probably be a late two. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with Max, but very, very excited for him as a prospect and love his fit with the Packers. If they're willing to, I don't know, bring him to Culver's and add 4 or 5 pounds, get the concrete mixer. I like the cookie dough one with salted caramel, A+. Get those fries extra crispy. Culver's, get at us. A little sponsorship. We love the people at Badger State. They don't have food, usually. Food trucks over at Badger State. Anyway, really losing the thread here. How can you help us out? Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. How can you help us out? Buy the Green Bay Draft Guide powered by Packer Report and go ahead and use that promo code DAILY for 10% off. That is DAILY, as in the daily draft. Check us out at Packer Report. I am the publisher of that fine website. Hey, every first month is a buck, okay? And so if you don't like what we're doing, we'll see you. I will refund you the dollar. If you really don't like us that much, I will refund you the dollar, I promise. And if you do like us, you can convert to a more inexpensive annual for no cost. So it'll be great. I do some okay work over there. Mark Eckel does some awesome stuff with some NFL personnel. You get game breakdowns from and other just awesome breakdowns from Dusty Evely. We've got some really, really good Packers contributors over there that, you know, could use a little extra change in their pocket. And the way to do that is supporting us with a VIP subscription. Other than that, do everything that you are supposed to do here at the Daily Draft. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notification so that you get all the Packers content that you require every single day. Have a great rest of your weekend, folks. Go Pack, go.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.